James Murray, a.k.a. Murr, joins us from the Impractical Jokers. Good morning, Murr. Thank you for taking the time to be with us. How you doing this morning?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? How you doing? I was about to say, did I cause the problem? Oh, my God, I'd be mortified. You know, and it doesn't sound like me. I'm like, I'm a big star. Come on.
You got a million followers,
I'm
bro.
On channel... Guys, I'm on channel 1 million. Come on.
So yeah, I see an email from one of our producer guys here, one of the big shots. Like, yeah, last time this guy was gonna come on, there was a problem. So make sure everything is fine. I was thinking, here we go. Here we go. But listen, let's get right down to business here. People know you from the TV show, obviously, and you have already had a best selling book before, but I'm sure there's some people are unaware of your authordom, if that's a word. And as somebody that goes in the Lincoln Tunnel daily and takes the New York waterway over the water, this story really resonates with me because I'm always thinking crazy stuff's going to happen every time I'm down there, bro. So,
dude, I know. That's where the book came from. The first book, Awakened, I used to live in Brooklyn, and I was taking a sub home late at night, the R train. It was like, you know. And sometimes you'd be plunged into total darkness in the car, you know, with news catching with the rail. And you're like, this is a perfect setting for horror, you know? So, the first book, as a New Yorker, you know what it feels like, for sure.
So let's deep down a little bit deeper. So where does this stuff come from? And have you always written? And do you have other stories like this? Because, you know, I'm sure like a casual person who watches TV thinks, wow, how the hell is this guy writing books about monsters and about the future, etc.? Tell us how you got into this.
Yeah. The crazy thing, I always loved writing thrillers or comedy, it didn't matter. And the crazy thing is this, you know, the guys and I were regular guys from Staten Island. We weren't cast in Jokers. We weren't discovered. We didn't have an uncle that worked for the network. We just worked really hard for a long time. And we had regular careers, and then we created Jokers and were able to sell it. But the book is the same story. The first book, Awakened, that came out last year, I wrote that book 15 years ago, long before Jokers. I spent a year of my life writing it, and at the end of the year, I sent it out to every publisher in New York, and it got returned to me unopened. They wouldn't open it because I was nobody, literally. And so it sat on my computer for a decade and a half. And then because Jokers and our fan base had sent the same book into HarperCollins. They immediately bought the trilogy, and the first book hit number one on the international bestseller list, and the second one, the sequel, The Brink, which is this like fast-paced, action-packed, page-turning kind of thriller that's where the mayor of New York City goes on the hunt for this evil mastermind that's orchestrating these secret creatures attacks around the world and kind of terrorizing the population. He goes on the hunt for this guy, and it's got everything you want in a summer beach reading. It's fun, light, easy. It's got Joker shout-outs, secretly, like Easter eggs for Jokers hidden in the book. You're going to love it. It's called The Brink.
Love that. Now, James, I mean, listen, obviously, you are by far the more talented out of the trio, correct? I mean, you're an author.
I'm certainly the best looking. Yeah, certainly
and
the
you're
best
the looking. Best looking. Yes. Do they bust your balls at all though? Be like, oh yeah, dude. Now you're an author. You're all this. Do they let you have it too because of the success you've had?
They give it to me. They're super supportive of it. You know, but we did have an idea. You know, I when I wrote the book, I never thought one day I'd be on TV or one day whatever. And so the publisher wanted me to be the narrator for the audiobooks, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've ever done narration. It's you're in a booth that's like 3 foot by 3 foot for days on end. It takes like 8 hours a day for 4 days in a row. And the guys wanted to force Sal to be the narrator as a punishment for Jokers because he'd be miserable. First of all, he's got to read my words. Second, he's going to be sweating. He's already twice the size of me in a booth that's made for, like, you know, a little person. It would have been a great punishment. He thought of it too late.
You know, the woman...
makes his life more miserable.
Imagine the woman that did Siri. She had no idea what she was doing either. They told her, you just have to read, like, basically every word, like, possible. And she said she went insane. Like, she wanted to quit a couple of times. It took, like, 8 months, too. Same thing. Just like...
I know, and
she had no idea. She got no extra like money or anything like that because it was Apple. And
what? So she didn't have that Siri money coming in?
No, they ripped her off. She said she was bitter. One of her friends called her and said, "Your voice is on my phone." She goes, "What the hell are you talking about?"
Yeah,
And she found out, then she realized her husband was smart, Mer. Her husband said, listen, you're the voice of Siri. We can use this and cash in on this now.
Yeah.
So she figured it out that she could. So what about movies? Is that like the natural step for the, you know, you have the successful TV show, you have best-selling books. What about the best-selling books becoming movies? Is that something that you'd like to do?
Two things. First, we just filmed the Impractical Jokers movie. It'll come out in theaters, I think, either end of this year or beginning next year. And then also, yes, in September, I'm pitching Awaken to the Brink as a movie. I'm out in L.A. for a week pitching it as a movie. So you nailed it. Very good.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So we know you got to get out of here. We'll ask you. Mets or Yankees?
I don't care. I'm a New York fan, but I was raised a Mets fan. That being said, you know, let's all win. Can't everyone win? I guess not.
you want people to get along, right? And of this, like, in the old days.
But so says the guy that tries to kill his two co-hosts on the show and make them lose every chance that he gets. That cracks me up. Why can't we all win?
I see the irony of my statement, yes.
He's an enigma. You're an enigma, Mer. All right, so check out the Impractical Jokers, obviously. True TV and The Brink in a bookstore online near you. Mer, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
This is James Murray with us.